for this bonus episode today, I'll start with a question.
Yes.
What do you know about a guy named Marcus Garvey?
I know he was an influential person in like African-American rights and that kind of thing. And I don't even know about rights, but more like establishing like business type things, right? Like kind of competing with the powers that be and that kind of thing. I don't know a ton, but it's definitely a name that I know comes up quite a bit. You'll see it in some Twitter discourse from time to time.
He's interesting because in kind of early-ish 20th century America, his name gets thrown around kind of almost in the same way that you'd hear the word communism thrown around in, you know, the 50s and 60s, this idea of Marcus Garvey and Garveyism kind of as a watchword for anything that, you know, the Black Americans are doing to sort of secure their own rights. So we'll talk a little bit, quite a bit about him and kind of his ideas today, because we are talking about the Black Star Line.
Interesting.
Garvey is interesting, kind of like you pointed out, not just from a social and political aspect, but from a business aspect, because that's kind of what he's known for, is this attempt to secure kind of a foothold for not just African Americans, but throughout what's referred to as, you know, the Black Atlantic. So the Caribbean, Central America, North America, even West Africa is included in that.
I think what's interesting there is like, okay, you can have all the rights, you can have the same schools and all that, but if you're shut out of the business world, especially in capitalism, right? Like, if you're shut out of the business world, you're not really equal because you're never able to establish security, essentially.
That's kind of the interesting thing about reading the history of not really just the civil rights movement, but the Pan-African movement in the early part of the 20th century, where people are wrestling with these ideas of, you know, okay, we've ended actual slavery. You know, that's been gone for several decades at this point. Now what? You know, the Constitution says that everyone's equal, but, you know, in practice, obviously that's not the case. What are we going to do about it? Do we reform the system, or do we try to get more Black Americans into the system? Or should we build a parallel system that works just like the main system that runs alongside of it? Way more stuff than we can cover in this episode. We'll focus on the Black Star Line as an example of some of these ideas.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that there are a lot more ideas kicked around back at this point where, you know, there's even some people, some minority people are like, well, separate but equal actually sounds fine because we'll just do this ourselves. And but unfortunately, when you're not allowed to compete and there's never any, the cards are always stacked against you, like you're never going to be equal in that environment.
When the dominant group is writing all the rules to the game, it probably won't pay off to try to get really good at the game because they can always change those.